Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 19th of November, and right now it's clear on 23, and the weather forecast predicts clear with temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 31 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect clear with easterly winds at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, shifting to the north-northwest after midnight. Morning humidity was on 58 and will drop on 45% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 34%. Within the attention experiment on the occasion 12-12-12 events, today starts with focusing on the mother values, and today is dedicated to sincerity, which is also represented with light blue color. As the mother described, sincerity, light blue, it's to become perfectly sincere. One should have no preference, no desire, no attraction, no disgust, no sympathy or antipathy, no attachment, no repulsion. Here are the closing statements and thanks from past weekend seminar on Pondicherry France Connection, which celebrated 50th anniversary, and full talks will be published on our webpage this week.
It was a success. So thank you to all those who participated, who came from far, like Dr. Nyogi came from Calcutta, from Shantiniketan, and Marie-France from Delhi, Professor Venkatesan from Bombay, and all those who came also from Pondicherry. And thank you for Auroville Radio, who is, you see, getting cramps till the end to record all the proceeding that hopefully we will publish this proceeding. The translator, they have gone, but they have done a very good job. There was not so many presentation in French. I mean, we can regret it. That is part of the our friend is creolization in reverse. everything is becoming English, so there's no creolization anymore. But progressively, we have more, and English is taking more and more place. We can regret it, but still, we had three presentation and. Even in Auroville, when we have 10 people in a room and one doesn't speak French, we have to shift to English. It's the same thing in Brussels, in European Commission. It's a very unfortunate fact. It should be the reverse, but what to do? thank you to the Srimati Rekha Tandon and our friends who presented a very beautiful program, and Jean-Yves and Arini last night. They had a very short time to do Indo-French program, which is something very difficult, but I think they did very well. Thank you, Venkatesh. I don't know why he has done work very hard to make all these gadgets, these PowerPoints work, and the AC sometimes a little bit cold, but it was very nice, and managed shifting from the TNEB to our genset, because with our 14 hours, we don't have the chance, like in Pondicherry, to have only 2-3 hours of power cut. And I think I must have forgotten somebody, but I mean, the team of the French pavilion, and Christelle and Josette and Alain and Abba and all those who work very hard to prepare this, and they have been very tired. I think they will go to sleep very early tonight. So thank you to everybody, and I'm sorry if I forget some
Monsieur
people. Tapas. And but let me finish by Mr. Bayabaskar, because he's our boss. You should finish by the. So he was instrumental in getting the financial support from the ministry. He was instrumental in so many things. And each time I have a problem, I'm running out of idea. I have to barge into his office. Hardly knocking in his door and coming, please help me, give me an idea. And he's always full of ideas and also full of stories. So we are very grateful to have him for a second term as a secretary. And thank you very much, because without him, there would have been no one. Thank you, all the panelists.
And thank you.
And I forgot. Sorry, I videographs the Raquel and Dominique. Sorry.
And the reminder about ID cards for residents of Auroville says that the working committee, in association with the Auroville Foundation office, has already started the process of taking photographs of residents of Auroville. During the week of November 1923, photographs will be taken in town hall between 9 to 11 a.m. on a first comes first served basis. In the following weeks, photographs will be taken only on Friday afternoon between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. in the Orville Foundation office. On Friday 23rd at Butterfly Barn at Swedam, Upaha will sing again Heart Circle songs from around the world, and we are all invited to sing with him. On Sunday 25th, we are all invited to an Ethiopian Day in Orville, presented by Africa House, the Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone. The day will start at 10 a.m. with coffee workshop and Ethiopian coffee ceremony by Mark. And at 2 p.m. with Tahir, we can experience the ancient arts of Ethiopia or do the coffee jewelry with Mark. The workshop will be followed by a talent show with open stage event and, of course, a coffee break. After African dinner at 6 p.m., short presentation of last year's AVI conference in Addis Ababa will follow. At 7:30 p.m., the visiting actor and director, who is also a chairman of AVI Ethiopia, Haymanot Alemu. Haymanot will briefly present his country, and the evening will be concluded by one of the Haymanot's films. The event is about to share some experiences, foster the activity of Africa House, and possibility to raise some funds for the activities. The University of Human Unity is sponsoring 2 6-week courses in philosophy to be held in Savitri Bhavan on Saturday mornings from December 1st through January 5th between 9:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Shivi Elamaburanan will start with critical thinking, modern symbolic logic, and the other half of the sessions will be presented by Rod Hemsel on the philosophy of evolution and mind and supermind. Shivi is simultaneously starting a more lengthy version of his course in the Ashram School and has worked with Sarkar for several years. Roth has presented several courses of poetry and philosophy that are available online at http://universityofhumanunity.org/. We are all cordially invited for the opening on Saturday 24th of November at 4:30 p.m. at Citadine Center de Art, close to Town Hall, for the exhibition Botanical Prints and Jewelry by Brigitte Woltz. Gallery is open from Monday to Saturday from 2:30 to 6 p.m. and on an appointment by 944-2300574. Brigitte works will be on display until 20th of December. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 7:30 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Bacha the King, which was made in India in 1995 by writer and director Suresh Krishna. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. they will screen a German film, Plug and Pray, on computer and the Mansion, made in Germany in 2010 by director Jens Schatze. And on Wednesday, also at 8 p.m., we can see a cultural film about well-known conductor Herbert von Karajan, a portrait made in Germany in 2009 by director Gernot Friedel. The soul leads the conscious body with its ray. Matter and spirit mingle and we are one. Wrote through our window in Savitri. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org.